Our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but by how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings to us, but by the attitude we bring to life. A positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. It is a catalyst, a spark, that creates extraordinary results. This quote from an anonymous author is the main idea, the main thrust of our Parsha and our Ish Tzaddik, Noach, the righteous individual. The world was going to be destroyed. Ketz kol basar bo lefonai. Noach was given this devastating news, this terrible information. It was his reaction that made him into a tzaddik tamim, loyally building a teva for 120 years, caring and nurturing and feeding all of the animals for an entire year in the teva. But when Noach departed from the ark, he made a dramatic change, a change for the worse. The pasuk tells us, "Vayochel Noach ishu adama, vayitakarem," that Noach became an ishu adama, an earthly man. He lowered, cheapened himself, and planted a vineyard. Vayesht min hayayin vayishkar. Noach drank this wine and became intoxicated. He became drunk. Is this the same person that we were just talking about, in which the Torah testifies is an ish, a man who is a tzaddik tamim, a completely perfect individual? What happened to this great man, to this Noach, that he fell so far? More tragically, we continue to read about Noach's son, Cham, and what Cham did to his father thereafter. The pasuk only says, "Vayar es ervas aviv," literally, that Cham saw the nakedness of his father. And the Gemara tells us something above and beyond what those words literally mean. What was it that Cham did that was so bad? Yesh omrim serso, v'yesh omrim rivo. There's some people that when they come across this chazal, they do not even wish to translate it. They don't wish to share it, barabim, to the community, to the public. Because it's such a difficult chazal, I feel compelled to not only share it, but to make sense of it. Yesh omrim serso. Some explain, what did Cham do to his father? He castrated him. He made his father impotent, incapable of having children. Yesh omrim rivo. Even worse, Chazal tell us, what did Cham do? He committed sodomy. He sodomized his own father, Noach. Now we hear this, and we have to ask, where in the pasuk shot, in the simple reading of this pasuk, of Vayar es ervas aviv, where did the Chachamim, the Chazal, find such unbelievable descriptions of what Cham did? How could we possibly say that just based on this simple reading, that he committed arguably the worst things that you could ever do to another human being? But if we wish to take Chazal's words and say that they are 100% true, we can ask another question. Why did Cham react this way? After all, Cham was one of the few that were spared, the few survivors that were saved from the Mabul. Why then did Cham react in such a bizarre fashion? Rabbi Abner Weiss explains that it's necessary to imagine the feelings that Noach and his family must have felt throughout the entire process. They did live among Rishayim, it's true. But Noach and his family must have, throughout their many years before the flood, have interacted to some capacity with these people. It's quite possible that some of the survivors had friendly relationships with these people. They worked together, they interacted with one another as neighbors and as friends. And then the Mabul hit the world. As they stepped out of the ark, it was all gone. Everything destroyed. Complete devastation around them. Everything and everyone they knew, gone. Just gone. How, if you were there, if you stepped foot out of that teva, how would you have felt? How would you have reacted? Would you walk out of the teva full of joy, exuberant and full of enthusiasm? Maybe not. Maybe you'd bear witness the devastation and naturally get depressed. Life, however, is not about what happens to us, but how we react to what happens to us. Noach reacted by planting a vineyard. Noach, in the face of devastation, chose to self-medicate by abusing alcohol, Vayishkar, and becoming intoxicated. Many in this day and age turn to alcohol to treat depression. But as alcohol itself is a depressant, Noach's choice, Noach's reaction was not the correct one to make. And for this, he is criticized. But Cham, his son, also reacted incorrectly. Cham looked around and thought, what's the point? What's the point of being a good person, all holy and spiritual? After all, look around. One day, I too will no longer exist. Much like the famous expression borrowed from Ecclesiastes and Koheles, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die. Cham felt, upon looking at the destruction of this world, he felt we should and might as well enjoy life as much as possible, because it'll soon be over. Yesh Omrim Rivo. Chazal is telling us that in the face of the absolute depression and devastation, many people will have this attitude, that they will feel that there should be no limitations to what they want, to seek all sorts of pleasures, all forms of desires. And it doesn't make a difference what it is, even to take one's own father. After all, if it makes me happy, then that's what I want to do. And that's exactly what I will do. But Cham's choice was not the correct one either. And for this, he was criticized. Others interpret that Cham made his father impotent. Yesh Omrim Serso, that he castrated him. What exactly is this telling us? It's telling us once again that this is another approach that some people have in the face of devastation. According to the National Organization for Non-Parents, which was founded in 1972, as well as in the book No Kidding, one of the reasons that as many as 44% of women in childbearing years, according to a study in 2003, these women chose not to have children, and one of the reasons was due to our environment. They felt that the world is filled with suffering, overpopulation, pollution, resource depletion, and one cannot ensure that any given person will have a good life. And therefore, they asked the question, how could we bring a child into this world in the year 2007? A world filled with poverty, corruption, terrorism, and violent bloodshed. Yesh Omrim Serso. Chazal is telling us that in the face of devastation, this is how people feel. And this is what Cham felt as well. Cham looked at his life and felt, I wish I was never born. I wish I never had to go through what I had to see. All the destruction, an entire world being completely wiped off the map, a flood, living in a box. I will do everything in my power to ensure that no one else will ever have to go through the same suffering, the same destruction that I had to bear witness to. But this was also the wrong choice. It's very difficult, though. In a time of devastation, a person can easily get depressed. So much so that in this parsha, the Torah tells us that we cannot, upon looking at the world, Noach, do not feel that human life is insignificant, is not important. Shofech dam ha'adam, ba'adam dam yishofech. One cannot murder, even though you've seen millions or thousands of people that just died. That does not give you the right to be a violent person. And although you may feel down and depressed, the pasuk specifically after the flood, Hashem warns Noach, V'achas dimchem l'nafsho seichem edrosh. You may not take your life either. The Torah in this parsha specifically says one may not commit suicide. It's because when Noach left, Noach felt so down, and he had to abuse alcohol, but certainly never to cause any harm to himself or to others. But there is a positive. There is something that we can learn. There is some meaning that we can find, even in the most difficult times of our lives. And this is what Noah's other son, Shem, did. Shem covered up his father's nakedness. At a time of complete destruction, it was still Shem that was able to find meaning and value, and to say it's necessary to be modest, it's necessary to show respect, and to be kind, even during the darkest period of history. We must model and learn from Shem, for we are descendants of Shem. We are called Semites. And just as Shem reacted with kindness, we also can and did, during the most recent time of devastation, react in kindness, specifically during the Holocaust and the times of the Shoah. Dr. Viktor E. Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, wrote, "We who lived in concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts, giving away their last piece of bread. They offer proof that everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude, in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." This is the Jewish response. To reaffirm our values and beliefs. To be gomel chesed, to be kind and giving, even during the most difficult times of our lives. Just as Shem did, after all, we are Semites.